you're doing on cue. Sweet.
Welcome to the Halloween episode of Sci-Fi Party Line. This is your hostess, Kat. Today I have with me Will.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hey there, it's Nene.
Yes, and we're doing Halloween. We got a great show for you. We're doing The Walking Dead. We're doing American Horror Story. And The Thing from Another World. And
The Other Thing.
Yeah, the Woo-hoo! New thing. So we're going to talk about all those three together. We're going to save that for last because it's a treat. First, we're going to start off with The Walking Dead. 2 episodes in. Nene, you guessed first. You can go first. What do you think?
Oh, I just love it. It's so great. I have to say, though, did you guys see the latest?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I'm already over the boy getting shot story. I understand that this is all, like, character development and stuff, but I'm kind of ready for them to move on, and I'm ready for them to leave the girl behind too, because I'm just one.
just evil.
I don't know, like, sentimentality and this genre, they just don't mix for me. So, okay, we looked for the girl. Let's go. And then the boy getting shot.
Where is she after all this time? Is she stupid? Is she eaten? Is she in a tree? I don't understand how she got so lost.
I don't know either. I mean, really, they didn't get that far down into the bushes or whatever. I don't know. I'm over it. And I'm over the mom blaming everybody but herself for losing her child. Like, she didn't run into the woods after her child. She waited for somebody else to do it. In fact, there's a moment in that episode where she looks on, starts to go, and then stays. So maybe it's just guilt or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she was like, they're better at it, so let me let the professionals handle it. Or she's a coward. One of the two.
Or she's freaked out by the entire situation. I think that's...
There's that.
There is that. I mean, I do like the fact that, you know, you get reactions from people that aren't exactly what you expect. You know, like, I'm going to forget everybody's name, but the sheriff,
Rick,
the sheriff, you know, he's like, well, I have to do this, but I should be over there helping him. And he's just torn apart by all the responsibility and all the guilt. You know, just on his shoulders. His deputy loves him, loves his wife, is ashamed of what he did with his wife. But it's like he's so obsessed with – he wants to be with them. He wants to be there. He doesn't want to be there. He wants to run away. He's not – I don't think he's going to run away now because he's obviously too important to this operation. I'm just shocked at the pacing. I have to say, when I sit down...
Is it good pacing or bad pacing? Sorry to interrupt.
It is good pacing. I swear to God, when I sit down and watch it, it's arduous. It is painful a lot of the times to see them make these decisions. I actually was tired after I saw the episode. Seriously, because I'm like,
you're worn out. I don't know. Yeah. I have to agree with Stephanie about the kid thing, except for I thought... Well, you know, this is TV. They have 2 kids missing. One is almost, they can't get rid of both kids because, like, you know, it's TV. One of them has to survive. And then you think, maybe not. They're going to kill both kids in the same season.
They won't kill either of them. They're hitting us over the head with this parental relationship kind of theme. So first they started with the season finale of last year where who's the old man? Dale mm-hmm. goes in and saves Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's sort of a father figure. He sees her as a daughter. He goes in and saves her. Now she's all blaming him because she wanted to die at the CDC. And then, exactly. But, you know, that's where it all started. And then you kind of have Shane, who wants to be, what's the kid that got shot? Carl.
Yeah.
His dad, you know. He's right. trying to kind of step into those shoes. And then there was that dynamic. And now there's the dynamic. We're just starting to learn about Carol and her daughter, Sophia. And
can't forget about T-Dog.
No, yeah, T-Dog. But who is he? Is anybody trying to be his parent? I mean, one well, could like argue Dale that crossbow dude.
Well, that's kind of weird.
I know. Daryl is all, like, mothering T-Dog. I don't even know what that is, what that relationship
I think he's
is.
His bro knee. Brony. Well,
yeah,
that's
I mean,
not a good...
It's
no,
definitely
not
a step in the right direction.
They're trying to heal race relations in one
step. Very interesting. And I hope that they develop that more, though. Like, and they're wasting their time on children getting lost in the woods and getting shot.
What? I thought the kid getting shot was kind of beautiful. He got shot. He was looking at a deer. It was kind of cool. And I was like, wow, a good single pure moment. And then it's like, no,
ow,
that's just not enough. Pow, you get stuck. And then you have Rick running through the, you know, field trying to get his son. How did he say they ran like a half a mile? That has to be hard carrying a kid like that.
Yeah.
And I do agree. I wanted to figure out, well, the kid thing only lasted one episode, right? So he got shot at the end of one episode, and then but the other kid got lost. So
the other kid, it's like the same episode, both of the kids. So there's this kind of parody here, not parody, but parity. Like it's, you know, okay, one parent. The way you should react when your child is in danger, and the way you shouldn't react when your child's in danger, and they're just, I don't know, it's going on a little long. I do like to see that house again. Do you guys recognize that house from Jericho?
Oh, good catch!
Yeah, so I like seeing that house. It pops up all the time, and like, you know, rural science fiction-y type show.
All I know is I wanted
stuff shot in Georgia. Yeah,
I wanted a cup of tea and to place it on a doily when I saw that house. That's
exactly. It kind of reminded me of the 1960s Night of the Living Dead house, the farmhouse. It's like, well, that's classic.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah,
anyway.
Actually, that would fit in for this series at this period. But the thing about this whole thing with Rick being shot, it was like
no, it's Carl.
Or Carl,
the kid.
Yeah,
Rick is Carl. The dad.
He looks like he should be Damien or something. That kid. He's so pale. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you almost die. Anyways, but sheriff. The sheriff is in there. He's like going with, he's praying with guys, going, give me a sign, give me something to tell me what's going to happen, something. And then, bam, his kid gets shot. I'm like, oh, so his, you know, it's like, oh, so you have no faith in God, and so you're going to ask God for help, and guess what? God's going to shit on you. Yay! Have a good afternoon.
That's life, though, isn't it?
Well, apparently. For these guys. Somebody
that was pretty harsh.
That was pretty harsh, yeah. So what happened, you know, because we had the zombie horde in the pilot, I mean the premiere.
Oh, the herd.
Yeah, the herd. And I
love that idea.
I like that, but where do they go? Do they come back? Are they traveling? What's going on?
I can't wait to find out. I don't know.
I think Nee had it right. It's the idea that...
Me. Okay, I'm sorry.
Put a heart on the eye. Just dot
thank
the
you.
Eye.
Hey, I'm a simple man. You can I'll do that. But it's the idea that they're the MacGuffin. They're the big bad. They're the, you know, they're to scare us. They're there to hone everyone's opinion on everything. Pretty much down as much as you possibly can. They're not, I mean, I don't care physically how, I mean, they did have one episode, the one in the CDC, where they go, okay, and this is the bad guys, and this is how the bad guys work, and this is what you have to do. And it's like, okay, fine, thank you, science fiction, yes, I like that, okay, let's move on. Because I like the complications, I like just how interesting people walking around in this situation are.
So are you saying that you dislike it being a scientific thing and them bringing up a cure, or are you saying you just want them to be monsters?
I think they are just monsters. I mean, in that sense. Being a scientific cure, I don't necessarily. I mean, I'm not obviously.
Well, they brought it up.
They teased it. They're like the guy whispered it in his ear before the building blew up. Ear.
Yeah, but see, there was also the thing, and I picked this up like on the on the episode where they you saw him like walking around, and then they had a flashback in like one of the later episodes, him lying in bed or something.
Right.
And I clicked in my head and went, I wonder if he died. And he's back, and he literally is a zombie, but because he didn't have any trauma, you know, like you saw, you know, that physically destroyed his brain.
Oh, you're going deep.
Well, maybe he carries a gene.
Are you talking about Rick?
Yeah, like he's somehow infected, but
he's immune.
He has an immunity.
Yeah.
Oh, so like 28 weeks later, whatever.
28 weeks later, something. Yeah, 28 days. Yeah, something like that.
So
like,
gonna get his blood, and then they're gonna save the day. I hate it.
Well,
I don't know.
And it may not happen for a while, but I mean, like, you know, I think him transfusing his son has something to do with this, maybe. And the other thing is, hold on. They were going back.
I mean, it's not medically possible to have one of your parents shares your same blood type, so yes. That's kind of why they had to do that.
No, I understand that, and it trapped him in the house and kept him in, so he couldn't run out and do the big hero stuff. I understand that, but what I'm saying is. You know, why haven't you shot in the first place? You know, this leads to other things. I'm not saying it's the reason. I'm saying it could be a reason or a part.
I mean,
something
would be
nice. I know. I'm totally speculating. I'm not
hiding in the.
Sorry. Yeah, I guess
Steph, you hate kids.
Puppies and kittens. It's puppies and kittens.
I just don't like these distractions from
What are you gonna? What are you
running away from zombies?
Let's go back to the third. Like they're starting to act like something else. There are patterns emerging. They're starting to figure out or learn a little bit more about their new predators. And I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I felt like I thought you dropped out. Well, yeah, I heard something strange, like somebody going off into the forest, getting lost or something,
and getting shot through a deer. Okay.
Mommy.
Oh yeah. And by the way, how freaking contrived! Like, it went through the deer, so it saved him. But then there's all this complication.
It broke up, and yeah.
And then, you know, you have to go now and put yourself in more danger and split up into even more fractures of the group and go to this hospital that's just happens to be overrun with zombies.
Right.
Just walking around. I was like, do any of those cars move? They look parked. They might still have gas. How about driving the van back? Well, no, if you drive the van back, then you bring the zombies because they're going to follow, so that's not a good idea. Okay, scratch that.
I don't know. I just find these things are more interesting, like when they're searching for antibiotics in all the cars and they're not coming up with anything. Who's stealing all these antibiotics? There's got to be some antibiotics out there. Well, there must be people alive around, you know, and possibly people who know what to do with antibiotics.
Yeah, rednecks have them in a Ziploc on their bikes.
apparently, who's the red? What's that guy's name? Not Daryl, but the. I don't know, his brother. His brother, racist Don or whatever. he had the clap or something.
All right. It was his brother's stash, and he got the clap. So.
Yeah, it was his brother's stash. He has the clap. So they had that on them, but there aren't any drugs in any of the traffic. Or any of the cars in the traffic jam.
It's a traffic jam. I mean, people who are sick might be at home. I mean,
people trying to get the hell out of the city, right? So they would be taking.
I don't have any antibiotics in here in my place. Mm-hmm. Do you? Does anybody?
I would take it with me.
I always carry a full set of antibiotics with me, no matter where I go.
You know, I'm gonna get some and keep some.
Mm, antibiotic.
I would take out like. whatever. I would take out the topical antibiotics that I've got in my medicine cabinet right now if I thought it would help, you know, or like your
oh, that would be a scene we would not want to see. Bend over. What?
Oh my god, I've clearly read more zombie apocalypse.
Well, I'm going to be reading the World War Z soon, so.
Good.
Yeah. I got the beginning of it, but I haven't really gotten into it. Yeah, I haven't picked it back up. I was into it, but I hadn't picked it back up. But
yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty much a media fan when it comes to zombies. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, I heard that the ratings are holding, but people are calling this scattered or uneven. With what they're saying about, what is it, only been two episodes?
Yes, you can say two episodes, uneven.
Uneven storytelling, which I was like, well, really, shut the, you know, what do y'all think about that?
That it's stupid.
I find that interesting because, I mean, it hasn't even really come into its own yet because of the pacing of the story, we don't really know all of these characters that well. So how could you start judging on whether or not something's even? We're just starting to get into these characters, these other ancillary characters, and, you know, these other possibilities. I am starting to feel like some of these are contrived, like, I don't know. I prefer to have something in the plot other than what I'm seeing right now, but I'm looking forward to future plots, you know, that are going to be my cup of tea instead of somebody else's, you know.
What's bothering you about it?
I feel like they're laying the groundwork for future story arcs. And that's fine. I'm patient when it comes to that kind of stuff, but it's starting to feel a little bit like 24, where like Jack Bauer is constantly in trouble, you know, and has to, it's like a little bit of Jack Bauer and MacGyver together, where constantly trying to get out of these.
Wait, I haven't seen anybody rig. No one has used any chewing gum. There hasn't been a paperclip.
They've been patching that
rubber
band. They've been patching that van up out of like zombie guts.
He pulled like 17 spark plugs and three. You know, he's got all the parts he needs for that van for the rest of his life.
You know what though? I really like that character. I really like Dale. And I hope we see more of him. I hope we see more of T-Dog. I hope he lives.
Seriously. Made a great point. He sat up there and he brought up the point that everybody's been scared.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Black guy.
Yeah, and yeah, and he's like, yeah, yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Three strikes against him. Yeah. He's got the racist, he's got the two hit cops, and of course he's the black guy in a zombie movie.
That's hilarious.
He's gonna die anyway. We know that.
Yeah. I know he's going to die because when you see the promo pictures, he's never in any of them.
Maybe he goes off to find Sophia and they don't show up until season 3 or something. God.
And what happened to the guy in the very beginning in the pilot?
Oh, Morgan?
We never seen him again. And
I love that guy. Jericho guy.
The Jericho guy.
Oh. That sounds like the Maytag man. Like,
that guy. He's a Jericho man. He's a Jericho man.
No. I know, right? No, I think he's going to show up soon.
I hope so. What did everybody's stomach turn when they were digging in the zombie guts?
Which episode?
In a good way. First, no, because they actually sliced one open, Stephanie. You remember that? And they dug.
Oh, and they spread it all over themselves?
Yeah, looking
for. No. That was first season. I'm talking about the other day when they're in the woods and they were looking for the girl and they decided.
Oh, and they were looking for, like,
bits and pieces of her. Girl bits.
Yeah. No, what was that? Like, how are you going to tell, really and truly, other than hair?
Hair, you know, and arm, but maybe her wrist with her.
But it's not Jaws. I mean, there's not going to be a whole arm in there or something.
hold on. They ripped open the zombie guts. It's cool, zombie guts. Cool.
I thought like it was a little bit unnecessary. Maybe it made them feel better that they didn't.
Well, you know what?
Having
seen them, I don't really think it made them feel anything. I don't think it did, actually. You know, I don't think any of them felt that.
You'd love that because it was squishy guts and.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to miscommunicate that I did a club. I absolutely loved that, and I hope to see more, actually.
There you go. I'm hoping
that, like, Pudgy McPudgerson, who the guy who shot the kid, I'm hoping that guy pretty soon.
Yeah, one thing,
he has the look in his eye that dude is a red shirt.
Oh yeah, very much so. Oh, red skin, red shirt, red neck. Yes.
Uh huh.
That man will die very quickly.
I know, because you already shot the kid.
Yeah, you shot the kid. He's got to die.
On TV, they hate fat people, so the guy's gonna die.
You know that.
So.
Well, he's not going to be able to outrun him. Oh, and that's another thing. Did you notice that the zombies
fast.
They were running
zombies,
from were
they're
fast,
going
right?
faster. They're getting
I know. What was that
faster.
About?
I noticed that, too. I said something, and somebody shut me down.
What?
Noticed it. I was like, these are no longer Romero zombies. They are
20-day zombies. Yeah.
I don't know if that was like, you know, what... I don't know if it was dinner time, so they were super hungry and moved faster or something.
Well, it was like hanging out at school. I was like, why are they at high school? What are they doing? Just, I mean, why did they concentrate right there? They're just like,
well, they all had the guy had the FEMA shirts on. There were a couple guys there. Yeah, so they were support people. They
decided to hang out because I guess they ate everybody and everybody, you know. Like,
it was overrun. Like, it was one of the first refuges or whatever, and, you know, FEMA set up some... Back when they probably thought it was a virus.
Mm-hmm.
Or back when they thought it was a containable virus or something that they had come up against before.
Right.
They set that up. I thought that was really a nice touch to see FEMA guy kind of going around and army guy.
Yeah.
That was cool, but they were.
I tell you, when they heard, when they said, "Hey, wait, hey, those guys looking at me, wham!" It's like,
I know. They're running. Oh my god, how stupid was it? Did everybody knows that flares stop being shiny after a while? Like they stop being distracting after a while, and that was their plan.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do.
Sorry.
You take one of the cars, you put it, you get it going in that direction away from the thing, and then you set it on fire, and then you watch the zombies go after the fire.
But why would they go after the fire in the car? That just looks, well, I mean, it's movement, so they'd be like, ooh.
That's, movement, fire, explosion.
Like, they established that they could smell the flesh. They smell you. They know you're there. But they kind of dropped that because zombies aren't really doing that anymore. Because those guys were sitting behind that car, opening a car, opening the trunk, you know, having a sandwich. I mean, what are they stuck back there behind that car?
No one.
They didn't even smell them.
No one stopped.
Yeah, well, not to mention the first
episode. No sandwiches
episode.
At all.
I saw some sandwiches. You know what?
What do you mean the first episode?
They were watching their stories, like literally. I saw some people just chilling out back.
Okay, they might have been watching their stories. Okay, maybe.
No, okay. The first episode when they had to hide under the cars.
Oh, that was so ridiculous.
I know. How come they didn't smell that? You know.
Well, they explained it. It's like people aren't. It's not. They have human senses, so they're not hyper. It's not like they're going, you know, going by smell, but they can't when they're close to you, they can smell you.
But they were really close, I guess, you know, their feet.
But it's movement. I mean, it's movement. It's, well, it's sound, first of all. It's movement, secondly. And I would say third level would be
sight.
Would be no, I mean, yeah, movement, actually, seeing you move.
Oh, right.
And the smell being like a distant third. But, you know, they're like grabbing the corpses and pulling them over themselves and stuff. Ooh, that must be great. Yeah. Ooh.
I know.
Well, that was similar to them taking the zombie flesh and rubbing it all over their coats.
So right. Gross. Right.
So I just don't want them to turn that into a plot device instead of
mythology. Exactly. The instant don't get us dead device. You know, we can walk among zombies and they won't bother us. Yeah.
I find that terrifying. You know, the fact that added fear of actually, even though they can't see you, even though you're hiding, they can still smell you. That's terrifying to me. Yet they're kind of, okay. So yeah, that I would agree is kind of spotty, where they're not being very consistent there.
Well, good for our characters.
It's entertaining, though. Oh, I can't tell you how happy I was to see all those walkers. Like, when, you know, when they finally got over the blood transfusion and the boring, boring stuff fest, and they finally got to why I watched the show, which is zombies.
They saved it for last.
Zombies.
They did. And then Pudgy McPudge is going to get the next episode.
I believe his name is Pudgy McPudgenstein.
Dying. Okay. Well, you know,
could be seen. I don't know.
I like the school they were in, but it reminded me of Fallen Skies. Anybody watch Fallen Skies?
Well, it's, I want like, to, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Whatever. I do. Anybody? But it doesn't look like it's going to go well for them. They had that little, you know, really weak gate with the little screw, and I was like, that's not going to hold.
I know, right? What?
Now, I tell you, the zombies will push on that gate. If they just stopped and pull the thing apart across to could open it, no, they'll push it forever.
And it's a lot of them, so they're going to push through it, as we saw in the trailer for next week, that they're running down the hall or whatever. So I hope the kid either dies or gets well next episode, because I don't want to drag it out.
I don't think it's going to happen. I was going to ask, how many episodes is this season? Do we know yet? Was it 20 or 18 or 13 again, or any idea?
Six, right?
Let me look. So the first season, yes, you're correct, it was six. This season is going to be 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, good, yeah. Good. Well, I like
here
the fact
it says 19 episodes.
19 where?
I'm looking at IMDb. Yeah. It says that everybody's in 19 episodes. But maybe they're counting two for the pilot.
Hey, oh yeah. I don't. Okay, we don't know. Then it looks like 19 episodes.
Well, 18, 13, 19. It's a limited amount.
2012
minus 19.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But like I said, I like
what
we don't. We went too far in that direction. That's right. So limited amount of episodes. That's what I like. I like beginning and ends to story. I like them to have limited to no. You know, it's a comic book, people. This has been written before. Obviously, it's not exactly the same as the comic, but. There is, I mean, you could read all the Walking Dead comics and come to the story and go, oh, well, this is, you know, this is this part of the story.
Have you done that?
No, I didn't. I did not get into the comics. So I saw this coming out and started watching the series. I haven't gone back to get the comics yet. I probably will, because they're different. So.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what I just did?
What?
Sophia is totally going to live. And so is Carl.
You know what? You stop it. You get off of the internet right now, young lady.
No, I'm sitting here looking at it. I'm sitting here and they're like, no, I'm not looking at anything. It just says that Carl is going to be in 19 episodes.
I just saw it too. Damn it.
So, like.
T-Dog is only in 18, though.
See,
he wasn't in the first episode.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe these kids will die and they'll come back as ghosts or something. And they'll be in like 2 seconds of each episode. Not that I hate kids. Wow. I should have been doing the cackle at the beginning. Like,
Let me see. You hate kittens. You hate little kids.
Okay. Make your stupid list, Will. We love everything.
Okay.
I'm just carrying it. It will go to Santa Claus. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so that's not exactly spoilers, because I've been staring at this IMDb page. That's how we know about the 19 episodes. So the 6 episodes in the first season minus the 19 episodes is going to give us.
You know what, though?
Yes,
ma'am. T-Dog wasn't in the first episode.
That's what I was saying. T-Dog wasn't in the first episode. The children wasn't in the first 2 episodes, I don't believe. So I think they're going to live as well. Irritates me. Well, how are they exactly in these episodes?
I know, they should come back.
You know, being in the episodes? I mean.
Well, no, I'm just saying, because Madison is in 17 episodes. She wasn't in, like, the first 2 episodes. So how is she in 17 episodes? Is that credit only? In the credits only, and she's not really, really there? We don't know. So can we use IMDb as a judge? Are they just, you know, kind of...
They're not incorrect.
You're trying to give me hope, Kat.
So you want the kids to live?
No,
You have what you get is you get you're a star, or you're a feature player or a star in the show, and this week they don't use you. Well, you're still in the show and you still get credit, but you know, they just don't have you that week.
That's what I was trying to say, but I didn't. Yeah.
I know. You know. That's what I'm hoping, actually. I'm hoping that this will resolve really soon. Mm-hmm. And they'll be in peril in some other more interesting ways. Because getting lost in the wood for like 50 episodes is really annoying.
Yeah.
What do you guys hope to see in the next few episodes?
More zombie cuts. Maybe a sex scene. That'd be great. I take that back.
Wait a minute. A zombie sex scene? What are you talking about?
I took it back as soon as it came.
Oh, no, no.
No, I don't want a zombie
scene. I can never unsee that now.
I know. That just came out the wrong way. Well, why don't you guys talk? I'm going to shut down right now. What do you guys expect to see or want?
What do I want to see? Again, going back to the reveal, quote unquote, that the guy had from CDC to the sheriff, it looks like they're setting that up because they had a flashback about with the deputy in the hospital, and then they had the mother when she gets called, or you know, the guy gets the guy come to her, and he finds out the sheriff was shot.
I thought they were just doing that for the kid. What does that have to do with the CDC?
No. Hold on, no. I mean, the
premise reveal.
The first series, they had the, you know, the hospital reveal, and then they had the thing with him on the roof, and he's like, well, the guy told me. Well, I don't have to tell you what he told me because
I know that was
otherwise.
So
otherwise, you wouldn't be watching this show. I'm like, okay, fine. No, I think you know, in the tight structure of it, I hope that will evolve and will come through with more interesting stuff. I don't really, like I said, I haven't read the books, so I mean, I've heard some things people have said about the books and how it doesn't go with the zombies too much. But ultimately, the show is going to be more with zombies than
the comic books are character driven more than or
very much so very much I
and
mean,
the show won't
lot,
be
and a lot no I mean they're more well let's just say from what I understand spoiler alert I'm sorry I don't want to ruin it for anyone but in the comics in the graphic novels it ends up that they get a handle on the Walking Dead. They can control them. They can get rid of them. They can handle them.
What? Okay, say no more. Yeah, I don't want to know.
But having said that, in the comics, in the series, it seems to be much more about the zombies, and it's much more. But it's still character driven, obviously. But I just like how it evolves and how it is evolving, and it's interesting and cool and very good, solid stories. And I really didn't have a problem with the kids getting lost or shot.
Okay, well, can we do this? Who do we want? Let's go body count. Who do we want to die? Who do we want to die? Next one to die, or who do you want to die?
Next one to die. Let's do the next one to die. Mm. Well,
Carol.
Carol? Yeah.
No, Pudgy. Pudgy
McCutcheon. Oh, yes. Well, okay, aside from Pudgy, he's obvious. He's obvious. So
Pudgy McCutcheon, we know that. But let's move on to the second guy. Is Carol
I think
really
Carol think? Should go, because I'm sick of her, because I think somebody's going to kill her, and then her kid's going to show up.
I don't know. I think maybe her kid. Yeah. Actually, that's
good. That's I like
that's
that.
That's good. Either that, or she's gonna stay behind with her kid, or whatever, or like until she finds her kid, and then there'll be like this sort of lost feel where there are two tribes or whatever, and she'll be in the house, the farmhouse with her kid, and then. They'll have this like two separate storylines, and then they'll meet up later on. I hope that doesn't happen. Though.
It was really involved. I was like, "Wow, that's
yes." Well, I can see into the future. This is how not to make this series.
Well, they are there. I think it's already that separation is already there because I don't remember his name, but the man in the first couple episodes he go to Atlanta or no? He went to Atlanta. The sheriff went to Atlanta, and he went to some kind of military base or something. And they were going to meet up again, but they never did. And he was still calling him on the radio.
So how does that radio work? Does it like save your message until somebody retrieves it, or was he just talking into it?
Shots in the dark, I think.
Yeah, shots in the dark, and also
that's irritated. I mean, write him a message that'll last.
Well, yeah, I know, right? Come
on, put something on the chalkboard.
If you're standing on top of a building with a transmitter, the receiver could receive it but not be able to transmit back. Things like that. That's the theory they were going with.
Whatever.
Well.
Angel, I'm sick of her.
Hey, the doctor's a vet, so you know it's a horse doctor.
I knew he was as soon as I was. He was done this before. Yeah. That dude's a veterinarian.
Yeah, I was too. I was totally.
I love how he's like, in a way,
I'm a vet. Oh, you're a
military
vet.
No, not really.
So you've done this on cows? Yeah. Andrea, I'm sick of her whining. I wanted to die. And you know what, lady?
Where's she from? I like her. Is she? What's her?
She's been on the X-Files.
X-Files, okay.
I like her character. I'm just tired. I want her to get over the, like, brooding teenager role that she's in right now.
If she's going to start sparkling like a vampire soon.
you can't do that role if you're over 36, I think. You can't.
Are you well, she clearly has proven you wrong because she is doing that. She is like, my so-called life.
All right, guys, let's go American Horror Story.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my neck. Oh, what was that? Oh, we changed stories so quickly.
This whole like review has become The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead review.
Dead and go American. You know what? You know my transitions aren't perfect. You know?
No. I'm talking about like it should have died a long time ago, but it got back up and started walking.
Yes, it did. I've been trying to end it for a while, but you won't let me get your head
off. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
No, it's fine, because we wanted to know who was going to die, and we thought Pudgy McPudgers, like, whatever.
I don't need a smoking gun. I don't need this. I don't need to know why, really. I kind of like this finding out stuff with the characters. I like that. I don't need some backstory, like a Lost flashback.
Like a dump. Like that CDC episode.
Exactly.
Yeah, that did feel a little lost when they did the flashback, but it was cool. It's like, why do people have all these Starbucks cups in their hands?
I was like,
look, a flashback.
Starbucks caused it. That's what it is. Anyway, I like this show. I hope they get over the current plot line pretty soon, though. More zombies. Pudgy needs to die. I'm sure Pudgy is going to be like the savior of Shane. I'm sure that Shane's
gonna die
saving
him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Shane's gonna be like, "Are you sure? Are you sure it's okay if you get eaten?" And the guy's gonna be like, "Yeah, I'm paying for him shooting the kid. Yeah, I'll be eaten." And then he's gonna die, and there's gonna be a sad poem in your journal, and then and they're gonna like get back together with all the other people. Sorry.
Bravo.
I know, right? Slow clap.
Bra frickin' vo.
Nice. Okay, so American Horror Story. I saw this and I immediately thought, Stephanie, hey, you need to watch this. And because she likes horror and it was new and I, you know, like wanted something different. I, you know, wanted to check it out. First episode, was not feeling it. I thought they tried too hard. I didn't get it. It felt overdone. I don't know. I wasn't there into it. Second episode, I don't know. Something's there. I like it. The actors are pretty good. They have guest actors out of the wazoo from True Blood, actors from... Oh, I can't think of all the other actors that are in this thing, but they are it got my attention to see all of the actors that were willing to sign on to something like this. And the story kind of got a little bit more interesting. They had a different ghost every week and a different backstory, but it made it interesting, and it's bloody, and it's kind of creative, and it's not my favorite, you know, storytelling type, but it's different for TV, and so I'm enjoying it a little bit. Steph, what do you think?
I like it a lot. I like the first person almost view of everything, because I didn't catch on right away that these guys are seeing ghosts and are talking to ghosts.
Yeah.
And so obviously once Moira the maid comes in and she's like bombshell to the guy but old lady to the wife, I thought, okay, something supernatural is happening here, something weird. But I didn't get that right away.
Right.
I love the ensemble cast, though.
Yes.
Jessica Lange's character.
What?
She is evil and cruel and mean.
And she's still so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's twisted. And I really like that they don't rely... Well, I guess in the second episode, there was much more gore. But in the pilot, there wasn't so much gore. But it still creeped me out. It still was... crazy scary and twisted. I like that. Did you guys notice that James Wong wrote the first one?
Who's he?
X-Files, Millennium.
Oh, yes.
Space Above and Beyond. Yeah.
Oh, look at you. No, I did not notice. Thank you for schooling me.
Let me tell you, James Wong. Yeah, like...
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. It's just like that first episode, it felt too... Saw or something, or typical.
Oh, not even Saw.
I don't know. It was something weird about it. And I was just like,
kind of like going through all of the different rules of horror movies. Like, don't go down in the basement. Don't split up. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't cover the wallpaper.
Child.
Don't cover the wallpaper because people are really upset by that.
Creepy kid's going to tell you that you die. I mean, it was like everything.
Oh, and when you have sex, make sure who you're having sex with.
Yeah. Who do you think that was, by the way?
Somebody from CSI season 6? I don't know.
you know who I bet you that is? I bet you it is the kid from... The teenage kid guy. What's his name? It starts with... I don't remember.
Tate.
Hold on. Tate, yeah. So, okay, he's from Invasion, by the way.
Oh, that's him!
Yeah, it is!
That is him. I wondered where I seen it, because he's so big now.
I know, he's big, and also having sex in a rubber suit.
I thought it was crazy face guy with burn, you know, half Freddy Krueger.
No, because he had, like, control of both hands. I thought that, too. But you see him limping around with half his hand gone and stuff.
I thought he was just showing off, you know, because he, like, killed somebody, so...
See,
I think he's possessing the dad, Dylan McDermott. I think the dad... After the third episode, I think the dad is being possessed by that guy, and he's split selves so that the dad doesn't have any guilt. Because you know how he's always, oh, well, it's important that you not kill anybody. I killed my family. I did this. And so...
That's why he's blacking out.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good catch. I didn't put that together.
That's just a guess, but the third episode sealed it for me. Yeah. I like it. I love that show.
Okay, well,
there are kids in it.
Oh God. But they're creepy kids, and they're like, you know, kids with attitude.
The normal kid's a creepy kid. Come on.
Well, whatever.
Gotham's 10.
Say you didn't make it through the pilot. What's going on with
it? I watched like 90% of it. First I'm watching a show and my TV starts sputtering and it's like skipping frames, going back. I'm like, what the heck's going on? Turns out it was actually in the TV show.
And then this short lady was telling me to go into the light or get away from the light.
No, it was like you say, the first episode was, and it was really, okay, here's the house. Okay, here's their idyllic life. Here's him screwing around. Here's them leaving. You know, it was, again, setting everything up. And usually the setting things up episodes are interesting episodes because you get to see all the bits. But this is a lot to set up.
Yeah, and we didn't know any of them. And it was like, what is going on?
You get the Mongoloid kid. And you get,
can you not say that on this? Jeez.
What happened? I missed it.
Never mind. I'm not going to repeat it.
I'm so glad that my ears didn't hear it.
Okay. And then what else will?
Okay. All right. I'm
embarrassed.
Okay.
I'm so embarrassed.
I don't know what that to say now.
I don't know. I totally missed it. Say it again.
No.
I'm not sure.
That's offensive. You can't call him that. She had Down syndrome. That's
okay.
All.
Bouncing.
Oh, did you say Mongoloid?
Oh God, Stephanie!
No, like Jessica Lange's character, Constance.
I mean, yeah, but she's so inappropriate. I'm pretty sure she's from the South. She would have used the N word, and I wouldn't have slapped the teeth out of her mouth. But you know, she's that tight.
Well, right, she's that inappropriate, and that's creepy. The second episode when she locks the girl in the bad girl closet with all the mirrors.
What does that mean? I didn't understand. It was weird.
She was like, look at yourself. I'm going, oh my God, do not cross this lady. She makes like throw up barf cupcakes that kill people.
Oh, good.
She's like spit in it. I mean, I'm going, okay.
Makes you not want to trust anyone. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, if somebody's being nice to me, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought she was a ghost, but I don't know.
Sure that she's not?
Yeah, see that. And
I don't know. I thought she was a ghost, but then there's this backstory back to the 80s, and she's alive, and she's much younger, and she kills Moira, right?
Right,
so
and
she
the husband.
Could still be alive. Yeah, and the husband.
Yeah,
but she could still
see,
be alive.
That's who I think it was in the. In the
the S&M, yeah.
Well, and that's another thing that I was gonna say. So. Yeah, you get
see,
all the cliches.
See, I also thought that the boy he's seeing in his recovery room, or his practice, he might be a ghost as well.
Yeah, but a ghost of
what?
Like,
I think he's a demon, actually. Mm. Because he always does his dirty work in the basement, and you find out that the basement is the place where that thing comes out that scratches girls' cheeks and like
puts them in bathtubs and then like removes
right, like,
them from the
bathtub.
That bathtub
wasn't there by the time the other dude came downstairs, right? So something's going on with that kid. I think that he's either a ghost or he's a demon or both. I don't know. Something's wrong with him,
yeah.
Even though he's from Invasion.
Yeah, crazy
and awesome.
Eyes, yeah.
Yeah, but I was going to say that... Sorry, I was going to say that at the beginning, the first episode covers all these cliches, and you think you know the whole story, but that's like so inconsequential, because each week we learn a little more about the history of the house,
mm-hmm.
and the layers of that mm-hmm. history of the house, and are so much more interesting than what you learn in the first episode. It's almost as if they're revealing more and more horrifying things for you, as if, well, you can handle that, now try and handle this kind of thing. And it's creepy.
Okay, you get that.
Oh,
we get
this
one.
Yeah.
You know, you think that's bad. Well,
but you know what? They're not going for the shock value. It's like it's shock value. They're it feels more like, if I can use the word elegant with a horror story like this, they're just being more crafty. The story just feels a little bit better. It's just that first episode, they just went too far and too cliche. And then the second and the third one, it's so interesting. Now you had the guy with the abortions. That guy was from Big Love. 20. He was the evil in Big Love. Then you have the lady. Did you watch that? That guy was creepy.
Yes.
And then you had the ghost that wasn't there. So, you know, the characters are also learning that there's actually something wrong with the house, or they're seeing things, or they know something is wrong. And then, you know, when you brought up something else earlier, Stephanie, I wonder if the families, are they ghosts? Will they be ghosts? Will they haunt the house at the end of this? Will they die? They almost died with the home invasion. Somebody wanted to relive a murder that was there with the nurse and the whatever.
Well, and those nurses came back and they haunted. Yeah.
So you got.
That's interesting. What the boy said. You know, so what Jessica Lange, she said, "This is your fault, isn't it?" When they're standing over the bloody dead home invaders in the basement, this was your doing, right? And the boy says, "No, it was them, and there was nothing there in the corner." And ooh, it makes me wonder what else is down there. You know, she said she had 5 kids, and some of them were, all but one of them were abominations. And so I'm thinking, oh, I can't wait to find out.
So do we think that Tate is one of her kids, and he was the one that?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That he wasn't a physical abomination, but he definitely is evil, and the rest of them could be in that basement doing who God knows what.
Right. And she said she had one perfect child, but she lost him to, and we don't know. Maybe he was corrupted by the rest of her children. We don't know. It's very interesting. I can't wait to see where this goes. I definitely wouldn't watch this with my grandma, but I would watch this, you know.
I don't know. I was watching the first episode, and I didn't think I should have watched it with myself.
I think, Will, that first episode was a bad showing, and you should give the second one and the third one a shot.
Well, see, I've also seen they had a piece with Zachary Quinto, from and Star Trek. And,
he came out, girl. Happy gay day.
Wow. Anyway. What a shock. Oh,
that shocked me a little bit, because I thought he, you know, I didn't, whatever. I don't care. Go, I'm sorry. I didn't think he was gay. I don't have gaydar.
I didn't think you. Oh Jesus. Okay. But oddly enough, they showed him playing one of the two decorator or a decorator who lived in a house. I guess it's the one who was killed. And
figured out that he okay.
And then he obviously. And he goes insane, but he's very, it's a very typical, very not politically correct portrayal of a gay man. And I'm watching it going, really? Honestly? You wanted to do that? Okay. You know, I don't get that, you know, okay, yes, we know, gay, you said that, yes. You know who else is gay? Neil Patrick Harris is gay. Neil Patrick Harris really doesn't act like you. So,
well, I mean, what's the point? So he's in an episode. Have we seen this episode? Did I miss him?
It's coming out this week. IO9 had the little piece of tape on it, and it was about 3 or 5 minutes worth of the episode, and it was like, really? It's very. I found offense at it. And
well, there's
going to
be gay jokes in this. There's a dark sense of humor to this too.
Yeah,
this
is.
Whole series.
Yeah. No.
So.
I'm not saying that. I mean,
Ryan Murphy.
If you watch Glee, if you watch Glee, they have. I mean, obviously, they have terrible, you know, references to things, but they have terrible references to people by people who are idiots. You know, and you can go, "Oh,
right,
this guy's an
idiot."
But I mean, it was just his portrayal, and it was just like, really, honestly, I don't know. It struck me as very, very odd. You know, the week he comes out, I just didn't understand what was going on with it. I don't know.
But that doesn't answer. You're gonna watch the show or not?
I got to say, I'm a little I'll probably throw on the DVR. I might catch a couple episodes just to see, just to make sure. You know,
you just don't sound happy about it, though.
I don't do horror.
Oh,
in general.
Well, you should have led with that.
Well,
answers all questions.
I know, but no, see, having said that,
thing you do other sorts of movies, but
now wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I do suspense. I do drama, but I don't necessarily in science fiction. But I don't necessarily do horror. I don't. You know, slasher movies bore me. Torture porn is just that, torture porn. I'm not into that. But I like Dracula. I like the old style stuff.
Discussions about torture porn. I can't live with myself anymore. Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold it. Because you like torture porn or you don't? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Yeah, I don't like torture porn. I don't think this is torture porn, though. I think that...
Oh, no, I do not mean to imply that it is, but I mean, in general, horror stories, like you said, have to be more elegant for me to have more interest in them. And like you say, the first episode was a lot of cliches, and that kind of turned me off a little bit. There were some interesting stuff in there, but it was just like, no, not really. It's just not something that appeals to me. But now that you've been talking about it, I'm guardedly optimistic about liking it. So,
yeah.
Well, to me, it feels like some kid doing the first episode feels like some kid, you know, trying to be edgy, doing a school project, did the first episode. Then it felt like somebody with some experience did the second and third episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. You may or may not.
I don't know. I thought the first episode felt a lot like Millennium, but if Millennium were on basic cable. Like,
okay. I don't know, but it was just everything was so on purpose. It was like, oh, okay, so they're gonna go to the basement.
Well,
oh,
I mean, it's a pilot.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. Ooh, two ginger kids. They're mean. It's a weird girl in the yard.
Yeah, two ginger kids that are mean. That's a real stretch. Mean.
They're yelling at the, you know, the disadvantaged girl. She tells them they're gonna die. They die. We see, you know, rats in a jar and, you know, crazy crap like that. Oh yeah, we've seen this before.
Well, I think what they meant to do there was to establish the type of story that you were going to get. So, like, you better adhere to these time-honored horror story traditions,
right.
You know. And I think that even if you are in general not a horror fan or a slasher movie fan, this has the opportunity to build a bridge in that this type of story relies a lot on psychological scares and thrills, and this type of story layers in quite a bit of mystery and suspense, but it's all contained in and supernatural elements as well, but it's all contained in one house. And I don't know, I think they were laying a pretty good foundation there. Now they can branch out into weird stuff, much like the X-Files and Supernatural and things like that, where they almost can like explore different fetishes. and by fetish,
I find that hard to believe with a big rubber suit.
No, I'm just kidding. yeah.
All right, I'll watch some torture porn. Jeez.
Man,
okay.
I'm surprised that his wife didn't bring it up again. Like, hey, you know, what was that with the latex suit? You know, I haven't seen that before.
Right.
And talk about it again. Oh, I'm pregnant. When you get in the latex, is it even the dad's kid? Because they've been trying forever.
Oh, we pretty much know it isn't the dad's kid. Don't we know it's not the dad's kid?
Oh, so
it's like Damien.
Yeah. Just say that. That would be awesome. I would go for Damien.
I would too.
Yeah.
I think they would all go insane if that were the case. And that's something I'd like to see. I like people falling into insanity.
Such a lovely girl you are.
I know, right?
Or to be like a half alien hybrid lizard thing, like from V.
What it should happen in 3 years, they break through to the boarded up door of the beaten up old house, and you find that she, that the wife is in the house holding the dead stillborn baby that's now mummified because she had that for 3 years ago. And she's just living this all in her head in the house. That would be a cool story.
That would be great.
I like that. I also like the idea of a crazy demon child ruling LA. I think that'd be fun.
Oh, we know that. Oh, please. We know that. That happens every day. Jeez. Come on.
I don't know.
It could be a half vampire, half.
Oh, here we go. Are you thinking they're going to go like for vampires and fairies and crap like that? Or are you going to keep it with just ghosts? I mean.
Oh, not fairies. We don't need fairies.
I think demons will slip into this.
Well, then what about angels if you're going to go demons? I mean, then where does it stop after that?
Well, I don't know. It has a lot of ground to cover, and I'm glad because, you know, if it kind of left it at that first episode, I would have been like, okay, I'll catch it every once in a while. But now I'm interested in watching every episode as it comes out.
I am too, because at first I thought it was going to be like Outer Limits or
it had those Twin called? Peaks. It had Twin Peaks kind of feel to it, too.
Yeah, it does.
It's, I think
like they're going for that. Yeah.
That's what pulled me in, is that weird, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
Really confused, and I like that, and I actually like, well, what day is it? Has it come on already? Have I missed it? Because I still haven't programmed in my brain, you know, what day it comes on. But I do look forward to it, so I know I really like it. And nothing's like it on TV. And so that's why I'm keeping with it, because I love different things. I mean, I do like, you know, some things that, you know, sci-fi, aliens, I'll go for that. But if it's something really different, in love.
We're not getting out of here alive. But neither's that thing.
Are you guys ready to move on to the thing?
Oh, for real? I still am.
The thing from another world. So we're going to talk about the thing from another world, which was in 1951. We're going to talk about the thing, John Carpenter, 1982. And we're going to talk about the new thing, the 2011 film.
Why didn't they come up with another name for the movie? Like, The Thing Origin, or The Thing, you know, hanging out on the street corner, something, you know, just to differentiate it from the thoughts
on that.
Yeah, I think it was for marketing purposes, but they really should have let me know it was a prequel, because prior to knowing it was a prequel, I was really down on it. If I had known this was going to be the Swedish camp, I would have been more excited, because I didn't realize, like Steph, when we talked about, I did not realize it was the Swedish camp. And the Swedish camp story. So I just, you know, it's like, well, you know, the 82 one was, or whatever, the 80s one was really good. I just love the way it had the 80s camp. The men, you know, were all macho and, you know, with headbands and stuff like that.
In that specific 80s way that only men could be.
Well, no, because if you're from another world, those guys were pretty macho. They had their little, you know, discussions and stuff like that. But they had this
They had this dignity.
Yeah, they had a dignified wit to them, and they were fun. They were cracking me up. But this one, I don't know. They weren't cracking me up. They had a little bit of humor in there, because Lars, you know, everybody wanted to know where Lars was. But
Oh, my God, his subtitles were hilarious. Stay back, demon. Are you going hellspawn? So great, right?
Yeah. Well, right. I like them in this order. John Carpenter's The Thing, and a very close second, The Thing from Another World, and then a distant third, The New Thing.
Why is it a distant third for you?
Especially going back and looking, I watched the John Carpenter's thing today, as well as seeing the movie, the Thing movie today.
Which thing? No,
the other thing, not that thing, but the other thing.
Kidding.
You're not keeping straight. But it was like train of thought. No, but the idea, it was when I saw The Thing when I was years old. I was 12, I think. I was messed up by that film. I'd seen the original, you know, at school in a movie. We're
talking about the 80s thing.
No, I'm talking about the original. The
you were messed
thing.
Up by the original.
No. Hold on. I'd seen the original thing. This current thing fucked me up. It was shocking. It was cool. It was, I mean, just so. There are things in there that now I see, but it's like they really work. You know what I mean?
The 80s thing.
Yeah, where there's gloom, okay. There's like you know, the lights got so shadow over that thing, so you can't really see it. But as you watch it, it really, you know, with you watch it on Blu-ray, which is how I watched it, and you know, you can actually see these pieces move, but they actually move and they looked really cool because somebody built a freaking, you know, two-headed monster guy, you know, and then later on they had the two-headed monster guy flop together. I'm like going, oh. That really doesn't really work, does it?
Were I mean, you talking obviously, about the current thing or the 80s thing? You gotta.
I know, I'm jumping back and forth. No, but I mean, like, okay, the old effect when they gathered up that thing and brought him back to their base, the quote unquote dead alien with the two heads, I was like, oh, that's creepy. Even today, even looking at it, you know it's fake. You know it's ultimately fake.
And we're talking 80s thing.
And you're talking the 80s thing. You know okay. It's fake. You know, it's obviously fake. But it's there. It's there. It's in front of them. People can touch it. And they were touching it. And it's like, it freaks you out. It freaks you out. You're like, wait a minute. This is a little weird. Cut to the, you know, the 2011. Yeah, there's the thing where the thing is screaming and it's, and the two heads are going together. And I'm like going.
That was horrifying. I loved that. It was creepy.
See, it
was
work for
gross.
Me.
It was disgusting. It and I loved it because you don't see anything like that. And I just really enjoyed.
I'm sorry, but I do see things like that. I see things like that every day of the week. And it's
really?
Like,
where do you live?
What scary place do you live?
Well,
hell?
I happen to do this thing. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Now,
called
what thing?
Special effects.
Oh, visual that thing.
That thing. Yeah, and we can do that. And I know how that's done. And it's like,
you know what? You have a hardened heart. You know, we're gonna lay.
No,
oh my
no,
god.
I, no.
Not
no,
everybody
no.
does special effects for a living. And
that's everybody has everybody
for normal people.
I'm sorry. I mean, if you
look at soul.
If you look at the 80s movies, if you look at movies like the thing, like John, you know, JC's, John Curtis the thing. And JC. JC thing, and then the other things. Never mind. Okay. The John Carpenter thing. You look at that, you have a lot of practical, mechanical, obviously, you know, physical things made for these movies. And they look amazing simply because these guys knew what the hell they were doing. They were craftsmen, and they did amazing work with us stuff. And from a cinematic standpoint, yes, shadows, smoke, obscure everything. That works in that context. Update it to today, you don't have to do that because, hey, they can do it with special effects. And, yeah, it works, and, boy, it looks really interesting. But, you know, this isn't my first horse ride. I've been through these things a lot. And if you look at it, you go, that's not really – I mean,
that was
screams
horrifying.
To me
the way that thing was humping the guy's face, and then they started to meld together. It was humping him, and it went together, oh, merged as one. But they were still half and half two. It was horrifying. Will, where's your soul? Stephanie, come on, tell me you had to feel the same way about the new thing, like.
Okay, so
which thing was
that? It's hard for me to bring in the 50s thing from another world into this conversation if I'm going to talk about the 1982 thing and then the 2011 thing. only because the 2011 thing is so very clearly a fan film of the 1982 thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to compare them all three of them. I very much enjoy the 1950s thing. I love a straightforward monster flick. It was it's great for its time. There were strong women in the thing, in the original.
With bad
but
trousers.
Now, exactly, with bad trousers. Bad trousers. That's right. That's right. Well, you're not supposed to say a thing for the rest of this whole time. You have to say pants. Pants 2 and pants 3. And that is
pants
how we...
Allude. Ah!
So, okay. But that being said, I didn't know that that's how I would feel until I saw this prequel. I actually really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it because it was so lovingly done as far as from a fan's perspective. The original look and feel of the movie that were consistent to the 1982 thing. The atmosphere was the same. The soundtrack was very similar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of my friends, some of their complaints didn't really resonate with me in the same way. They were kind of... they felt like they had seen it before and it just wasn't that exciting. Well, for me, I mean, what are you going to expect? This is 3 days earlier. It's not like the Norwegian camp and the U.S. camp are going to be very, very different. And it's not like the alien, it's not like the alien is going to suddenly drastically change the way it hunts humans. Like, so they're going to die very similarly. And human nature is going to take over, and so there's going to be some paranoia and fear, and you know, these elements, that's why I enjoy the movie. That's why it's one, the 1982 movie is one of my favorite movies of all time. So I thoroughly enjoyed the sequel. I loved that the female lead was not sentimental. I loved that. It's like, if she were sentimental, then she would be compared too much to Ellen Ripley. I really feel like if they had given her a character, like a child, or obviously there wouldn't have been a child, but maybe a man, like a love interest or something, she would have been seen as too sentimental and not taken very seriously in my view. But instead, she's not afraid to question authority. And I just really appreciated that about this new movie. I like the twist. So staying true to the original, you know, there were a few really cool moments where, do you remember when the Quaker Oats guy, Wilfred Brimley, like was looking in, like analyzing on his ancient computer what happens to the like alien cell?
The Atari version of
the Atari
cells.
Version, right?
Yeah.
So when she's analyzing under a microscope, it looks so similar to the Atari simulation, and I thought,
right,
well,
literally.
Dude, well done. They're staying true to that. Obviously, they can't. It would be just too cheesy if they simulated like a computer, you know, doing that.
Well,
so
they
they left it under the microscope.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that was cool. I love that she figured out, albeit extremely slowly at the beginning of the movie, she figured out that this alien can't replicate inorganic material. So the fillings and the shower and all that. That was
cool.
That was one of the biggest suspense builders when they're in the helicopter and you're not sure which one of them it is, but you realize, of course, the thing is going to be on the helicopter because it's going to be trying to escape and procreate. And right. You know, she's just the beats of the movie are, it's like, don't, are you going to figure it out? Figure it out now. When are you going to figure it out?
What? And in those scenes in the shower, you hear the helicopter starting up. Going, what helicopter doing the damn shower? What the hell's going on?
Oh, it was so great. And then she runs out and it crashes. And I thought, oh, wow, this is going to be good. Yeah. I'm super excited about that. I liked some of the classic elements that they brought in, like greed and fortune and glory. You know, these kind of misdeeds of man. Like, we don't want to share any of the glory for discovering an alien spaceship, so we're not going to call for help.
Dumbass. It'd be out of our minds to call for help. Yeah,
I know.
I really enjoyed the alien ship because it felt more kind of sci-fi-ish because we didn't really get the big spaceship in the 80s thing or the thing from another world. So I really liked it. That got my heart going because I was like, oh my God, alien ship.
Yeah.
I'm in love.
In the original. Yeah. I loved it. I agree. I was so happy to see that they incorporated the alien ship in this one. Of course they had to because from the original you see that the alien ship actually is visible.
Is there.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But we didn't get to see the whole ship, and I'm glad we got to see the whole underground thing.
But it didn't. Okay, so one thing that I kind of was not happy with, or it just didn't sit so well with me, was that why would that alien try and escape using this spaceship? Right. It crashed in the first place. Wouldn't it want to sit around, kill off people, and wait for more people to come so it could spread?
But wouldn't it have woken up, infected somebody, and then ran back to the spaceship?
That was one thing that bothered me. Ship like that. Why are you so brutal?
I don't know. They addressed it. They addressed it a little bit. Like, why would an alien ship crash? And then he would leave, or I'm giving it a male personification, sorry.
It's a thing.
The thing, why would it leave its ship if it crashed? But then I thought, well, what if that's not really the thing's ship? What if that's another alien race?
Oh, like a prisoner ship.
Right, that it impersonated. And so, of course, it crashed because it didn't really know how to fly it, right? And then so it crashes. Oh. What if it's another alien race and it impersonated that alien and that's why it crashed and that's why it left? You know, but then it kind of didn't make so much sense when I was trying to get out of there. But then at the same time, it wasn't successful in flying. So maybe that's true.
Well, you know there was a...
interesting.
There was a flamethrower and a bomb involved, but...
Yeah,
I gotta say, I liked... I mean, as the movie went along, I liked how it was shot very well, I thought. Very, very, very suspenseful. And it was like they were like picking shots between, you know, crates and everything as they're looking for it. So it's kind of like you're kind of creeping along and looking out and seeing them. Interesting stuff. And I think the suspense was well handled. And, you know, the effects, but look,
that's so
I'm sorry.
I thought of Kat when I saw the effects.
You didn't like the effects?
No, I thought of you because like they used more practical effects at the beginning, like when it was on the examination table. That was more physical media. And so I thought, Kat's not going to like this because it looks really fake.
I liked it. I was fine with it. You know why? Because I was in a theater and I was jumping and I could not remember the last time that I felt so scared in a theater before. And it was a very good experience because I haven't had that experience in a while. So that's why I enjoyed it. So.
And the CGI effects, that didn't turn me off. I normally am not a big fan of CGI effects, but this, when they're well executed, I think that they're great. And this one, God, that was horrifying. When the Norwegian lady, the very first.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Me either. She was horrible.
Expecting until she had her cornered, and I thought, oh my God.
No, no, no. When I went, and she went in Jack Drawer there, I went, oh great, she's the alien. Yeah. You never tell somebody, oh, it's over there in the drawer, get him. You know,
it's horrifying because then she's mutated into this horrifying visage, right? And she's still using her eyes, even though they have like traveled halfway down her body, and she's like doubled over, and they're like tentacles, Lovecraftian tentacles coming out of her. And I'm thinking, oh, I am so happy about this. Oh,
oh no. Oh, no.
was happy about it too, because I was like, that's the ugliest thing that I've ever seen. I love it. I'm screaming. Everybody was clutching each other. I went with a bunch of friends. We were all holding each other and jumping in our feet and making snarky it was a good experience for me.
I thought
Mary Elizabeth Winstead, she is just so boring. I didn't like her.
I liked her a lot.
She has brown eyes, she has brown hair, she has no facial expression. Would you put the pink hair back on from Scott Pilgrim or something? You're bored.
I liked her in Scott Pilgrim. I liked her in this movie. I really did.
I don't know why, but in a couple of the scenes, she and her like grad student buddy, they had bad 80s wigs for apparently no reason, because in other scenes they didn't need wigs. So I thought, gosh, did both of you audition for Sigourney Weaver's part in Aliens 3 and like shave your head? What's going on? You know, but my guess on that
would be they reshot some sequences and they changed their hairstyles.
I'm sure that's what it was, but it was distracting to me.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
I don't look at her.
I just wanted her to be, you know, because even the 80s women had bravado, and she was just so straightforward and dry, and that's the only thing I didn't like. There wasn't enough moments to crack me up.
Really?
The 80s thing, I was just dying. That thing was hilarious. It was scary. It had everything. The Thing from Another World, they had that understated old school humor that I really liked. This one, they wasn't cutting up as much as, you know, the other two previous things. And it's just, the Norwegians were funny, but they were, you know, speaking in a different language.
They were laughing at you, not with you. Yeah.
So, I mean, I liked Lars because they kept saying his name. I was like, wow, he's the only person's name that I'm going to remember because they and it is finally Lars. And Lars, poor Lars, he just had, yeah, it was just, oh, I don't know. It just wasn't as funny. I didn't care. It made me hate it, but I wanted to be like Fright Night, where it had a little camp edge to it. It could have been a little campier.
I didn't think that even the 1982 version was campy. There were a couple of sort of peeing contests, like,
right, but I think I said this before, that it was on the edge of camp. It wasn't straight out full campy, but it was right on the edge there. So I take back full on campiness.
And then that wasn't as important for me in this one either, like that they needed to have some sort of banter going back and forth. The characters, again, for me, they were so expendable. I couldn't wait for the next one to die.
but they're all going to die too.
And that's the thing. Like, why develop these characters? You know,
yeah, why even bother? They're dead anyway. Who cares?
I felt like we knew the other characters a little bit more. I mean, Kurt Russell, you knew him. I couldn't tell who the Kurt Russell was of this new thing.
She was the Kurt Russell.
Yeah, but she wasn't Kurt Russell-y. She wasn't like Kurt Russell.
She was like, open your mouth! Like, she was a badass, whatever. She's like, oh no, you're quarantined! Get your bitches back! Like, she was a badass. She's like, I don't give a shit if you're handsome, get yourself in that closet! Like, there was zero sentimentality in her character. And then she's like, you know how I know that you were human? Because your earring. And then, like, she kills him. Yeah.
I thought, like, maybe he would have lost the earring. But then he, like,
ear.
Yeah. He picked the wrong ear. So I was like, I don't know. But maybe I still was no afterwards. It's like, I was on the fence. He could have been human. He could have not been human. He screamed. He didn't, like, you know, have tentacles or anything.
No, he did kind of go, rah! You know,
he yelled
as a monster later in the sequence. So
did he? Because yeah. I thought he was human the whole time, because usually if she's going to get burned alive, something's going to come out and grab her and blah, blah. And what happened to her? Where did she go?
Oh, she died. You could hear in the when she's sitting alone in the vehicle, in the snow vehicle, there is some sort of noise in the back, and she has this kind of look of terror, and you know what's going to happen to her. That's cool to me, because that means there could possibly be a sequel.
So, I missed that whole thing. I
yes, there is a
died.
Sequel. It was called The Thing, made in 1983 by
a sequel to the 1982 version. And I think this because she's miles away from either camp. Somebody is going to find that. And then that's kind of fodder for the next movie.
Mm-mm.
And I will pay money to see it because I want to see more people die.
Okay, updating the list. Hates dogs. Hates puppies. Hates kittens.
Likes people.
Likes zombies. Likes people dying. Okay.
Yeah.
Likes aliens.
So, as in comparison to The Thing from Another World, the only thing that I saw that was similar to that was the helicopter ride. I think the helicopter ride in this new thing, they didn't have a helicopter ride where they kind of sat in the helicopter in the 80s thing, did they?
In the 80s?
No.
Yeah. But there was a helicopter ride and talking and going back.
On the way to the camp?
Yeah.
Oh, because they did take a helicopter to find, you know, the Norwegian, like...
Right. And then they found the...
No. I'm talking about the helicopter ride to the place. Way to it. They had that in the original thing, and they had that in the new thing, but not in the 80s thing. Oh, God. But, the Thing from Another World, that monster was ridiculous. Like, I told Will that the major complaint, I know this was the first horror movie or whatever, and it was the 50s, so what can you do? But this guy was using door handles. He was, like, opening doors, rawr, and then he, like, twist the knob. And I had a problem with that because monster, when you, like, kick door, like, come through the wall. He was doing that throughout the whole movie, and towards the end, when he goes to his death, he's using the doorknob, and he's, like, instead of a thing with tentacles and weirdness, he's just kind of like a Frankenstein's monster walking around being
carrot
and whatever. But it was still good. It was still in the same spirit. Everybody was in that bunker. In all three movies, that bunker looked the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Consistent. Well, I mean, it's, you know, standard design. But
pants won.
We're not doing that. I don't understand it. That's gonna make it worse. Okay.
So the thing about the pants. is this. Yes. Wait a minute. No. In the 50s movie, you have the sense of confinement. You're out in the thing. You're measuring the saucer. It's big. It's great. You come inside. You lock the doors. And you're trapped with a monster. And that's a different dynamic. You know, because you've got, you know, Kurt Russell, they're running from building to building, you know, whoever's doing whatever in this recent movie. But in the 50s, it's getting cold in here. We have to lock the doors. We get this. He's killing this. He's turning on that. Blah, 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 blah. It was just that sense that you're confined. You're pulled in.
Well,
that's what you're setting up. You have.
Well, I know in the 50s thing, some of the things that they did just did not make any sense because, so the thing is in one room, it breaks open, it you know, comes out of the ice, blah, blah, blah. The guy runs to the next room and then alerts everyone to the thing's presence. And then, like, he's just in the next room. He's right down the hall in the next room. I don't, like, get out, or is the thing going to come in here? Or I don't know. It was just it drove me nuts.
They did that in the 2011 one, Mr. Echo.
He went at least two doors down. I noticed that as well. I was like, oh my god, they're doing the next room. So what they're doing the whole time is like, oh, let me check my nuts or something. What is it doing? Why isn't it coming?
He escaped through the roof on the new one, at least.
Right. But the other one was, you know, knitting.
The other one did not. The other one was
knitting.
Like,
what are you?
Chair knitting while, you know, people alerted to, you know.
You have a semi-tropical plant running around in sub-zero weather. No, I don't think he was knitting. He goes out and kills the dogs to get warmth.
Being ridiculous.
And blood.
Yeah, but it wasn't doing anything. The guy just went to...
I understand. Yeah, that's a little bit much when he's not doing... I mean, it's just one door down.
No, it's like like, why is he killing somebody? Is he resting?
He's probably got his feelings hurt that somebody left, like, just ran away from him.
He's horrible. He has feelings. He's using doorknobs. He has a pair of pants on and a belt buckled properly. Like, what? But you can... 1951. That's why I'm not really giving it a hard time. I'm kind of heckling it a little bit, but it was a good movie.
It's a very good movie.
I think a lot of that had to do with their limitations in the day. Like,
they didn't have a budget. They could have went two doors down instead of... Okay, I'm sorry.
No, they...
I'm sorry, Stephanie.
That's okay. I really feel that if they could, they would have had a morphing alien as well, because I mean that's what the original story mentions, is this abomination to man or whatever, and but they can't do that. Their budget is limited, and obviously the technology wasn't there, so you just kind of have to be like, okay, can't be, you know. It's like either that alien's coming at you, or, you know, they could have gone with giant ants. I mean,
I wouldn't have watched that.
Exactly.
You don't like them?
No.
Them?
Well, that's the best movie ever. Are you kidding me?
I haven't seen it. I can't say I don't like it. I haven't seen it.
Love that movie. Anyway. Yeah, well, that's a good movie. But
I liked this. I liked the remake, though.
Wait, prequel or remake?
Which remake?
Or 80s, or what are we talking about? I forgot.
I guess I should mention that as well. Like, I have a feeling that they kept the name the same. The 2011 kept the name the same, because all in all, this is about one particular alien, and it impersonates, you know, it impersonates things. So why on earth wouldn't the prequel have the same name, because the only thing that lives is the thing itself, you know? So I don't know. It's fine.
So what would they call the sequel to this prequel?
Yes.
They'd probably call it Things, you know?
I hate you. I hate that. I mean, I get Alien.
Things from not around.
I get Alien and then Aliens. Yes. That kind of, you know, I was on the fence. But if they call this Things, that's almost like Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which was a great film. Oh, okay, you know what? I'm just going to shut myself
down. That's a really long title, though.
I didn't want to see it because of that, because I was like, you know, with a name like that, there's going to be some mismanagement going on. Yeah, and so when I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God. I, you know, fell all over myself.
Oh, my God, you know what they should call it? They should call it Lars.
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 Oh, that poor guy blew himself. No, Lars didn't blow himself up. It was the other guy. He blew himself up with a grenade, and Lars got shot through the eye or something.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know who died. Right. And they kind of all blended together after a while.
I was wondering, though. I'm like, okay, I know how this movie ends, right? Yeah. Because of the beginning. So I'm going, well, only English speaking people are like running around. Who is going to do this? It must be Lars, you know, and I'm going, how's that going to happen? And they finally wrapped it up in a bow for me. And I was like, oh, that's good. But then I was like, which one is going to blow himself up with the grenade? And which one's going to get shot right through the eye? I couldn't wait.
You know what I enjoy? When we first meet Mary Elizabeth Winstead's character, she's playing 80s music. That's number one. And I love the ending with the credits. Right. I love the ending with the credits. And we really get to see that dog and the helicopter going over to the other camp. Mm-hmm. That made me happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. They didn't have to, but it's so much in the same vein. It's almost like adoration of 1982. Like, literally, it's like a shrine or something to 1982. And I would kind of have been upset if they didn't bring it up to the last possible beat before the 1982 movie, you know?
Right, and carried in. But did you think or feel that some of the characters... I'm thinking of was it Peter? He was the head of the scientific expedition. Was he the one, or was that the other one?
He's talking about the doctor. I don't know.
There was one doctor who was really a lot like the doctor from the original.
Right. That guy.
I got a definite feel of that, and kind of the pilots were kind of, you know, kind of not exactly, but kind of like the co-pilot and the chief from the plane in Thing from Another World.
You know what? That's a really good observation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I was thinking that it's, you're right, that it's obviously they like the period and they love John Carpenter's work, and I love him. I love his work too. But there is another story. There's a story, and then there's another movie to figure into this. And that was my impression. It's just more like there are a lot of people in that building in Thing from Another World. There are a lot of people in just up there, and it actually gets you cut down the amount of people you see, but there aren't really. Yeah, you know, not that many people die in that film.
Oh, but, yeah. Like, at the end, cool. They're like, they totally have radio contact. They're like, tell everybody back home.
Watch the skies. Keep watching the skies. That's the greatest line of film ever.
Well,
keep,
you know,
skies.
You know what I thought was missing from the other 80s thing and 2011 thing was the reporter, the journalist. From the thing from another world. I thought that this modern thing, 2011, could have used like a crazy blogger or, you know, as comic relief or something. It could have went the other way, you know.
Just one 1983.
Somebody's trying to, you know, send it to Twitter or somebody. I think.
All right,
I wanted one
more time, simply and slowly. 1980. It took place in 1983.
Whatever. McFly could have come back with the DeLorean.
No, I'm talking about, no, they're missing a blogger in this modern one, not the...
I'm saying it one more time. The modern movie...
Oh, right, I'm so... I forgot. Okay, well, he could have went on his Commodore VIC-20. And he could have used a, like, 2-bit modem or whatever the hell they had.
No, CBE. That's what he could have been.
Oh, there you go.
No, and he had to. He could set up a bulletin board system. Hooked it up with a fino net. You're absolutely right.
Nice.
You're right. No, I'm sorry. I'm totally lost. In that. Sure, they could have.
Well, okay. I think that's kind of like a relic of that kind of weird fiction of the early 1900s. So, you know, these Antarctic expeditions or whatever. Of course, true. they had a reporter going along with them because there wasn't the technology that we have today. So I think that's kind of left over from the original story itself, and that's why they have it in the 50s thing from Another World, because that kind of news was the touchstone for communicating across, you know, communicating these stories.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I can't really speak for knowing exactly what was going down in 1982 because I was totally in diapers, but still.
I wasn't even born.
All right. I was a young child. No,
I don't think it had that strong presence that it would have in a 1919 expedition or
no,
or
I definitely agree with you.
It's just kind of out of place. I can see why they edited that character out in the 1980s movie. It's kind of out of place there.
But news was still, it wasn't like it is today where, you know, news, anybody can do it. I mean, you still had papers in the 80s. You still had, you know, did they have faxes back then? I don't know.
Yes.
I mean,
faxes were invented in 1901. They were invented in 1901. So, yes, they had faxes.
Okay, fine, whatever. But, I mean, I don't know. It's not a real loss that he wasn't there, but I noticed his absence. And I thought they just had an opportunity to do something really cool with some – trying to keep a person from leaking this information to someone, you know, a conspiracy theory or something like that. That would have
been cool. Well, and if the Norwegian camp had a reporter, then that fame and glory wouldn't have been a problem, right? Because they would have said, oh no, call for help. We've got a reporter that's already reported that we discovered this, you know, but it was kind of under wraps. Like we're not, I don't know why they didn't want to tell anybody, but it was under wraps, maybe because they wanted to have more time with the spaceship and the alien before everybody else came on the scene. I don't know. I feel like if a reporter was there, though, that guy would be the first to go.
That is hilarious.
There'd be a producer and a cameraman, and the cameraman would be the first one to go.
Oh, yeah, they could have had that angle, like a TV reporter recovering it or something like that. That would have been good.
Well, then it would have been V. Like, dude.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That
would,
yeah. Okay.
That was a good show.
Good. I don't know if I want to use that, but okay.
I think, though, that, you know, that kind of sabotage addition to the story would be, like, we have to impersonate the reporter and have the reporter, like, sabotage all communication. Maybe. I don't know. I would have been one more person to die.
Yeah. So. He would have died anyway.
You're
so.
All for that, apparently.
It's a horror movie. That's what they do. It's the way of their people.
Sorry, what? I didn't get what
they do. Stupid decisions and die.
Okay. Any last thoughts about The Things? 50s, 80s, or 2011?
Well, I think what we're saying is they're pretty good movies and should be looked into, certainly.
That's good. I think that if you're a fan of any either of the two original things, and I'm going to say that the 1982 movie is an original because it had that original element to the alien. Mm-hmm. But if you're fans of either of those movies, you'll enjoy this prequel. But you have to be a real fan to be patient enough to sit down and see something that you may have seen before. Because if you're a fan of the movie, you don't care if you've seen it before. That's why you're coming to see it. I mean, that's why you're coming back for more, you know? So, I loved it, and that's because I'm a big fan. I don't think I've got like 5 people that probably I wouldn't make them sit through the movie, but if they love me, they would.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't sound like a problem at all.
All right, guys. Well, that is our show. We love your feedback. Give us a call at 773-336-2686. Go to our website. Leave us a comment at scifipartyline.com. Send us a tweet at scifipartyline. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Sorry.
Bye-bye.
You need a lozenge?
Yes.
<thanks. laughs>